Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This movie, it doesn't open immediately on it. We do just have
these, previously on.
You get some nice shots of mountains, and yeah, like beautiful mountains.
Chris making that joke of the previously on makes me like more. I'm like, when I saw that this morning, when I watched this movie, I was like, I'm kind of into that Lord of the Rings show now, because even the movies were doing it.
Wild horses could not drag me to that show. I can't.
Why is that?
I just, it looks too video gamey. It looks too pristine.
I'll give it an episode. I'll give it a pilot.
I'm checking it out.
Yeah. Which is why we're doing this partially.
Yes, that's right. Yes. That's exactly
it is
right.
Coming out, though.
I do. I agree with you. I love the mountain thing. I like that we're moving in on that stuff.
Absolutely. It's all so great. And then, yeah, you do get previously on Lord of the Rings, and you get to see the fucking Balrog fight again.
Here come the Balrog.
Well, if you see the Balrog.
Balrog come.
Oh, right, there was that internet video.
Did you see the video? There's this old lady, like just a woman watching Lord of the Rings with her grandmother. And yes. Then like.
She's filming it.
Bear the Balrog. Here come the Balrog.
The Balrog is coming. We should reveal the whole movie as your grandma.
There should be more Balrog.
In relitigating Ian McKellen's plunge.
Yeah.
In this, I don't know if it's a different angle, new angles came to light. Yeah. I always thought that Balrog had had the whip on his leg and was pulling him down Jack Napier style. Right. No, he's just kind of slipping and then like,
run, you fools.
Yeah, and like, you know, everybody's holding back, you know, Frodo. I don't know, dude, isn't this a fellowship? You want to like lean out and lend a hand to the wizard here?
But because I think the thing is the wizard knows, you know.
Yeah, he tells them to go. Fine.
They're all doomed.
Fine. Yeah.
They're all doomed if he doesn't go fucking drop the elbow on this Balrog dude.
He tries to Harry and the Hendersons, the whole group. He's like, get out of here. I got to deal with the Balrog.
Nobody wants you anymore.
I
can't believe they left me. They actually did it. I can't believe it.
It was a trust fall, like in an office.
Exactly.
I mean, you say a thing like that, you're not supposed to do it. Well, now I'm going to kill myself. Right.
Balrog, do you need a friend? If we survive this, would you like to be my pal?
Dude, yeah, Gandalf and the Balrog, he's just riding it around. They're having adventures and shit.
I love them just fighting for like 3 weeks. Like, yep.
It is so fucking hilarious, too, because, like, you see him, you know, he takes this thing straight to hell, you know, fighting all the way down to whatever. And then when he's talking about it later, he's like, yes. And then we fought some more. And they're just, like, on the top of this mountain. It's like, how did you get there? You said you were in water. You fell through fire. You landed in water. Now you're at the top of a mountain. That's a fucking fight.
Balrog. Lunch break? Yeah. Morning time?
It's been truce over sandwiches for sure. Yeah.
Is there a good place around here? Do you know?
Wait, you're the local one, Balrog.
It's some good rock soup.
I think it should be on your Seamless app, and I will give you money. I'll Venmo you later.
How about we just eat a lot of snow together?
Yeah. How about we hit the slopes together? Come to an understanding.
I mean, I got to give it to Gandalf. Going down this way, he is fighting the whole way down. I would just be screaming and shitting. And
fucking 15 thing. Heart attacks.
No,
if I dead seven ways from Sunday before I hit the ground.
No, but he's trying to fucking fuck this thing up before they hit the fucking inward ocean, whatever this thing is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's cool, man.
It's great.
Yeah. And then Frodo wakes up and he's like, oh, wow, that was a wacky dream I just had.
Oh, hey, Sam. Yeah, I was dreaming about the last movie. Can you believe that?
At least you didn't have to go to a fucking back to tech to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.